Good morning. It's Sunday, the 19th of April. The business is leaning on price, not volume, and the forward book is soft. Month to date through the 15th, revenue per flight is 281,000 Rand, up 16.2% year on year. That growth is entirely price led. Yield is up 19.6%. Flights barely moved, up 1.4%. Passengers are actually down 1.5%. That's the healthier kind of growth on the revenue line, but load factor has slipped to 89.7, 3.3 points below last April. For context, March closed similar, load factor 89.7 and revenue up 12%. So the pattern is holding. Last month, FlightAware shows the domestic market contracted 11% on seats year on year. FlySafair shrunk 11.3%, Airlink 11.2%, Lyft 22%. SAA was the only operator that grew, up 0.5%. So capacity share is roughly stable for us, but SAA is the one taking ground while everyone else pulled back. On Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, the total market grew 15% year on year. We added capacity, but Airlink added it harder. Their seats grew 40%, ours 11%. Our share dropped 3 points and yield collapsed 21%. That was not a soft market. That was a price war we walked into with 38% more capacity of our own. On the FlightAware share loss list, Durban to Joburg is the bigger signal. Market essentially flat, up 2%, but we lost 9.7 points of share because SAA added 21,000 seats on that route. Same story inbound on Joburg to Durban, minus 8.5 points of share, with SAA adding another 16,000 seats. On the forward book, April is 2.5 points behind the curve right now. Expected load factor at this day's before departure point would be 75. We're at 72.5. Last April closed at 90.8, so we're chasing a strong compare on soft pace. May is worse. We're 6.3 points behind the curve. Last May ended at 91.6. The biggest drags are Bloemfontein to Joburg, 18 points behind, Durban to Joburg 17 points behind, and Harar to Joburg nearly 15 points behind. Those three need pricing attention this week. Jet fuel eased 5% week on week, but it's still 13% above where it was a month ago. The bigger item is the Rand. It's weakened 11% month on month to 1633. That's a meaningful cost base hit on fuel and lease payments sitting on top of the fuel move. One operational flag. On-time performance is 92.2%, below the 94% target and down slightly on last month. Worth asking ops what slipped. Two for exec today. First, on Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, we added 38% more capacity and yield collapsed 21%. Was that a deliberate share push against Airlink, or did we overschedule into a market that couldn't absorb it? Second, on Durban to Joburg, SAA added 21,000 seats year on year, and we gave up nearly 10 points of share. Are we defending that route or quietly conceding it to SAA? Have a good one.